Spring training is here, believe it or not, 5 days away from Cactus League Baseball for the Arizona Diamondbacks out at Salt River Field. Full squad is already reported. It is D-backs All Access Week, and we are pleased to welcome back to the show as part of D-backs All Access Week, Diamondbacks first baseman Christian Walker, who checks in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Christian, thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I'm fascinated by this subject, and I've heard a lot of players talk about it so far, Christian, but I want to hear your personal experience. Knowing that baseball players are, to different degrees, creatures of habit, how different was this offseason for you personally with all the limitations that were put on individuals, and what you could do?
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't say it's like necessarily restricting me personally. To be honest with you, my wife and I are pretty much homebodies. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest, another excuse to hang out at the house and lay around with our dogs is kind of exactly what we're looking for. But to be honest, the only things really on my agenda in terms of like mandatory boxes to check, right, were like hitting and throwing and fielding. It's all the baseball boxes. So once I found a facility that was clean and took all the sanitation stuff pretty seriously, and they were fine about keeping their doors open, especially for big league guys coming back and training. Once I worked out all the details, it was a very smooth offseason.
All right, Christian, there's been a lot of speculation as to the direction of the current franchise, if there's money to go around and what the payroll is. What do you guys make of your ceiling? I know it's early, and I know a lot of this has to come together still, but just give me the early vibe inside the clubhouse among the players as to what we should expect from you guys this year.
Yeah, I'll be honest. There's a solid buzz right now in the clubhouse. I love when I look around and seeing the faces that I see, and we get out on the field and you realize how many good players that we have. The cap and all that, that's above my pay grade. So, my job is to show up ready to play every single day. And, as far as I'm concerned, the guys in this clubhouse are ready to go out and win a World Series.
Christian Walker, the Arizona Diamondbacks, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. And so much was made of last year, and it was a roller coaster. You guys got off to the slow start, seemingly righted the ship at a point, and then the 2-18 stretch kind of buried things in a 60-game season. How did that affect you mentally during the off? I know big league players always want to get back at it and get back to work, but did it burn a little hotter because of the season you guys had last year?
Yes. What really kind of stuck with me was just a missed opportunity. you can go back and try to pinpoint things and try to figure out where, it went wrong per se. But, I know as a whole, the Diamondbacks are ready to flush it. But, I think there can be a lot learned. There's going to be down stretches in this season and the upcoming seasons. And it's about righting the ship, like you said. So the quicker we can do that, and the quicker we can get back to a hot stretch, that's exactly where we want to be.
Christian, I want to ask you about your career personally, because I think it's interesting. When the Diamondbacks traded Goldie, you came in and you were a great story. You were getting a chance with the Diamondbacks later in your career, and you seized the moment. And then Jake Lamb was going to take the position, except he didn't, and you kept producing. Where are you going with this thing, and how have you been able to keep kind of this position in a headlock, if you will?
I work really hard at what I do. I take my job extremely seriously. I would say, probably on the more serious side of things in terms of, trying to be a professional and treating it like a job, but still, knowing we got to have fun. But like I said, I just take it very seriously. I put a lot of hours in. I put a lot of reps in. So for me, it was, I felt like I was waiting for this opportunity for a long time, and I wanted to make sure I gave myself every single chance to, like you said, keep it in a headlock. There's a lot of good players that I crossed paths with along the way, but as far as I'm concerned, it's my job, and that's where I belong.
All right, you're going to be one of the few established power hitters on the team. Are you worried that they actually are going to deaden the baseball this year?
Not worried. I just wish they would take more things into consideration. Chase Field is a large ballpark to begin with. With the baskets and that giant wall out in center, gap to gap is real big. Plus, they throw the humidifier in there, and now they're talking about deadening baseballs. As a hitter, I'm not a fan. I wouldn't say I'm like fighting against it, but I like hitting homers. I think hitting is hard enough, especially all the info that pitchers have access to at the moment, and You know, we're hitters are doing our best to just make adjustments accordingly. And I think any time you give, you know, the defense the edge, it can be a tough situation. But regardless, you know, it's not, I don't think it's going to like hinder our offensive production or anything like that. It's just, I think it's just something else to talk about.
To hear you say, I like hitting homers, and I think most major league hitters would say the same thing. And I think most major league fans, Christian, would say we like seeing homers too. So as a big league hitter, can it get frustrating when there is, you know, what can be termed an overreaction by the sport because there's too many home runs being hit?
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, but like the info can tell whatever you want it to tell. I think from the same sense, if you look, probably strikeouts are up higher too, right? So,
yeah.
Like homers are up, but that's because hitters are forced to change their approach a little bit when guys are throwing 100 miles an hour for six innings, right? Like you just can't have the discipline, and you know, it's a power game some days, and you know, that's high risk, high reward, and for hitters, it's, you know, I'm not saying I'm going up homer or bust, but in the same sense, like you said, I'm in a position in this lineup where I got to drive in runs, and you know, I got a slug and all that, and anything that's not helping that, I'm gonna obviously have a problem with.
Yeah, and to that point, last year you were one of the team's better hitters with two strikes, and that's not an easy adjustment in the bigs. How did you manage that?
Yeah, that's still an ongoing process. I feel like I learn every day on how teams and organizations and staffs are gonna pitch to me specifically, but our team as a whole. So for me, it was like managing the top of the strike zone, the high fastball. I had to figure out if I wanted to hit it or lay off of it. Me being offensive minded, I wanted to learn how to hit that pitch. So it was about being more direct to the baseball, you know, taking a little like the uphill swing, taking that out of play a little bit, and just understanding that, like, how guys are going to get me out. So moving forward, it's going to be slightly different this year again, but I definitely want to still check all those same boxes that I did last year.
Christian Walker, the D-backs, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Just in terms of mindset going into the year, and not asking you to speak for everybody, but how reassuring is it knowing at this point, Christian, you're looking at a full season, 162 games is the goal, as opposed to a shuffled around 60-game schedule? I mean, that's got to do wonders for just, you know, normalcy and your feeling going into a season, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is what we're used to. You know, we'll put up with the masks and the quarantining and all the protocol. If we can play 162, I mean, that's why we're here. You know, it's obviously I want to play in front of fans. Limited capacity is better than nothing. I think it's only going to get better for us and the fans, so mm-hmm. Yeah, to be hopeful about 162 and playing the long game. I think for a team like us, where the spotlight's not necessarily on us in the division, I think that's exactly what we're looking for is playing the long game.
Yeah, you know what? I really like hearing you say that and what you said earlier about the buzz you feel in the clubhouse, because you know the Padres and the Dodgers, they're getting all the attention. They've certainly been very, very aggressive in marquee acquisitions, but you feel confident you guys can hang with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, on paper, that's one thing. You know, who a player is on paper. At the end of the day, it comes down to who they are with their teammates behind them. You know, it's much more than, yeah, I understand, like, a single player's role can affect the outcome of a game any day or at any moment. But, you know, over the long term, it's a team sport, and I really like who we got in this clubhouse.
Christian Walker, our guest. Before we let you go, you said earlier you were able to find a facility and keep your off-season baseball activities kind of normal, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like most people, I mean, your life was changed in 2020, no doubt. Were you like the rest of us and stuck at home at times just binge-watching things on streaming services?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've stepped up my Netflix game and also my cooking game. I do a lot of cooking, too.
Really?
All right. You're going back to the Netflix game, you got recommendations for our audience, Christian?
The last, I think, two best shows I've watched were, obviously, honestly, not on Netflix. Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Okay.
A bit dark, but a great, great, great show.
I've heard good things.
And then I really enjoyed Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. I think the first couple seasons are on Amazon, and then you gotta find it elsewhere after
all
that.
Right. Yeah. Good deal.
Solid recommendations.
I'd ask you for cooking tips, but we're out of time, brother. You have yourself a great spring, man.
I'd ask you for cooking tips, but I'm beyond help, Christian. Hey, thanks for the time. We really appreciate you coming on the show.